Turn on!
Yes, sir! 12:02 a.m. KDWB Music Explosion Time. This is Earl Altraub the Third for Bobby Davis. For J.A. Gerber Jewelers, Nancy and Frank.
We got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson, he never coming back.
That's about for Lee Hazelwood at 12:04, going to Jackson.
We got married in a fever,
62 degrees in the Twin Cities. Tonight's the night, M night, the Mockies arriving shortly at Twin Cities International Airport. KDWB is on the scene with Charlie Brown. This is Earl Trout, and Charlie Brown and Ty Cameron and I are going to be here with you during the arrival and all the way through it with special interviews and goodies like that there. Got a Mockie press kit to give away a little later for J.A. Gerber Jewelers. Hang tight.
Announcing the new home of J.A. Gerber Jewelers. That's right, Gerbers have a new location. Stop in soon. You'll be delighted.
Charlie Brown is mingling with the crowd at Twin Cities International Airport with this special report for KDWB.
Robert Davis with the KDWB 1210 first edition of the news. British and communist Chinese troops were eyeball at the Hong Kong border Thursday night. Earlier, Chinese demonstrators swarmed across the border to throw stones at British officers. Hong Kong again, a communist Chinese radio broadcast admitted the revolts inside China have led to bloodshed. The reports were broadcast over Peking radio, and there has been bloodshed in the Wuhan military district of central China in Milwaukee. Our neighbors to the south, authorities in Milwaukee have relaxed stringent curfews, clamped on the city to end Negro rioting, heartened by a reduction in incidents of firebombing, sniping, and looting. Some of the National Guardsmen are also being withdrawn. Early incidents Thursday night were the arrest of three looting suspects and dispersal of a rock-throwing crowd at a house fire.
The Northern Star Diamond has a new home. That's right, J.A. Gerber Jewelers, famous for diamonds for 82 years, has moved to their new store at 385 Wabashaw Street between 5th and 6th near Dayton's in downtown St. Paul. And it's a beautiful all-new store, done to perfection, just for your convenience and comfort. When you're in the neighborhood of Gerber's, stop in and browse around. Let the friendly people at Gerber's know how you really like their new store. You know, it's really your store. Your faith in Gerber's quality products and service has made it all possible. You're always welcome at Gerber's. It's informal and you don't have to dress up. Come in anytime. The atmosphere is casual and relaxed. You'll enjoy your visit. Of course, the beautiful Northern Star Diamond is always worth a special trip to Gerber's. The world's brightest diamond, named for the brightest star, like all jewelry at Gerber's, are sold on the easiest of credit terms with no interest or carrying charges. And of course, you know, the only store with teenage credit is Gerber's. It's a copyrighted feature, a confidential plan, just the same as adult credit plan. Arrange your own terms to suit your budget. Gerber's, G-E-R-B-E-R. The new address, 385 Wabashaw, 5th and 6th near Dayton's downtown St. Paul. Famous for diamonds for 82 years.
KDWB Sports, 1210, first edition of the American League tonight. Of course, our Minnesota Twins had the day off. Detroit 5, Baltimore nothing. That game called in the 8th inning because of a little moisture. Boston defeated Kansas City 5-3. California at New York postponed because the Thunder Dunders in the National League. Atlanta outscored the Chicago Cubs 10-3. That was the only game. The Minnesota Vikings continue workouts yesterday with one additional man out of the lineup. Another back in, defensive back Paul Dixon, missed practice after suffering tendonitis Wednesday. However, linebacker John Kirby returned to the field after being out a week with a shoulder injury. Meanwhile, defensive back Ed Schrockman signed Wednesday. Three players have not yet signed: fullback Bill Brown, defensive end Carl Eller, and tight end Marlon McKeever. Winnipeg, Manitoba's Kenny Van Nelson of St. Cloud completed a distant running double in the Pan American Games in Winnipeg. That's in Manitoba Wednesday night, when he scored a runaway victory in the men's 5,000-meter run. Nelson charged into the lead with two laps to go and raced home all alone in 13 minutes, 47.4 seconds for a new Pan Am record in the event. Earlier, he had won the 10,000-meter run.
A fitting home for a beautiful diamond. That's G-E-R-B-E-R, J.A. Gerber Jewelers, now in their new home, 385 Wabasha, between 5th and 6th, near Dayton's, in downtown St. Paul.
Weekend weather for the Twin Cities and vicinity market. Mostly fair the remainder of this morning and throughout today and Saturday. Cooler the remainder of this morning. A little warmer today through Saturday. Light northwesterly winds the remainder of this morning, and northwesterly 10 to 18 miles an hour during the day. Low this afternoon, 78. Low tonight, a pair of fives. High Saturday, 82. Chance of rain for the remainder of this morning through Friday, less than 5%. Currently, the Twin Cities skies are clear. Pressure 29.99. It's on the rise. Humidity 84. Our winds northwest. They're at 7 miles an hour. The temperature 60 degrees. The next news on the KDWB 1250 Final Edition. This is...
from Monkey City. 7:18, make that 12:18. KDWB Music Explosion Time. Good morning all over you. This is your friendly neighborhood ugly person, Earl Altraub III, creaking with you on a Friday morning, August the 4th. We're going to be with you along with Charlie Brown and Jack Hammer out at Twin Cities International, right through and including the arrival of the Monkees with interviews and things like that. I got another Monkee press kit to give away shortly. Hang tough.
385 Wabasha, between 5th and 6th near Dayton's, downtown St. Paul. Now in their new home at 385 Wabasha, between 5th and 6th near Dayton's, downtown St. Paul.
Imagine if you can, the mind-blowing action tomorrow night when Davey sings this one in person. Can you dig it, baby love?
I wanna be free.
I want to be free. 12:21, KDWB Monkee Music Explosion Time on the Bobby Davis Program with Earl Altraub III on a Friday morning freakout. You can hear Davey sing that one in person if you have a ticket. If you haven't got a ticket, there's a limited number of $6 seats left. That's all we got left, $6 seats for the St. Paul Auditorium Monkee Concert tomorrow night at Field Slick Ticket Office in St. Paul, the only place you can buy them.
Welcome. That's the key word at J.A. Gerber Jewelers, their new store. 385 Wabasha, between 5th and 6th Street, near Dayton's, downtown St. Paul.
No time! Mickey Dolenz from Monkee's headquarters. 62 degrees of the Twins, 12:25, KDWB Monkee Explosion Time. This is Earl Ugly Trout III on a Friday morning for Bobby Davis, for J.A. Gerber Jr. is going to give away my last Monkee press kit right now, consisting of personal data on all the Monkees, also an autographed picture of each of the Monkees, an autographed group picture, and a charcoal drawings. And here's the last question to win a Monkee press kit, the last one I got to give away. What street do Mike and Phyllis Nesmith live on in Southern California? What street is their home located on in Southern California? First person who can tell me the answer wins my last Monkee press kit.
KDWB turns on.
Bye.
6:30.
Turn on! 12:28, KDWB Monkey Explosion Time, Earl Trout. For Bobby Davis, for J.A. Gerber Jewelers. For Monkey's Headquarters, Shades of Grey. Such a crew.
When the world and I were young.
Today, KDWB St. Paul presents...
Mickey, Mike, Peter, and David, and Leonard Farnsworth.
No winner yet of my last Monkey Press Kit. First person can tell me where Mike and Phyllis Nesmith win, wins. We now join Jack Hammer and Charlie Brown, where the Monkees are arriving right now at Twin Cities International Airport.
Thank you very much, Earl. This is Tack Hammer at the Twin Cities International Airport. Charlie Brown is here. Ron Abernathy, Jimmy Reed's with me. The Monkees plane is just pulling up. It has just landed. It is just pulling up, and they are getting set to... maybe you can hear them in the background. I can hardly hear myself. Quite a crowd out here. I'd say about 100 or 150. And that's a pretty good amount of people here to greet the Monkees as they arrive, because the Monkees' arrival time was not exactly publicized. Right now the plane is turning around. In just moments, we're going to be able to see the Monkees deplane, as they say in the airplane business. Limousine is pulling up. Quite a few people out here on the inside of the gate. There is a possibility that the Monkees won't go directly into the limousine, and they'll go over to the fence where the biggest crowd is waiting, and go over and talk to quite a few of the people. Okay. Right now, the engines have stopped on the plane, and they're pulling these steps up to it. Quite a few people running over to the plane. We're located at the Twin Cities Airport, if you just joined us, for the arrival of the Monkees, who are going to be here in concert tomorrow night at 8:30 at the St. Paul Auditorium. There still are some tickets available, and you can pick them up at Field Slick Ticket Office in St. Paul if you haven't got your tickets yet. Quite a crowd around the plane over there. Jim?
Might add, Tag, they've specially painted this plane. There's a Monkey's name written all over it. It's a four-engine DC, what was it?
Seven.
DC-7. And some lucky people have been able to get through and are waiting out the bottom of the plane, waiting for their departure from the plane.
That emblem on the side of the plane is the Monkees' guitar emblem, which is pretty wild. This is one of two planes that the Monkees take with them, or actually carry the Monkees and their crew with them. The other plane is the cargo plane. This happens to be the passenger plane that's just arrived.
Painted in red, blue, decorated real fine. I don't hear any screams yet. Door open.
Yeah, they're putting steps up to the door. Of course, the gate is quite a ways away from here. They've arranged it so that the plane is quite a ways away from where the main crowd is. I guess this is the work of the security people. Like I did say, there is a very good possibility that the Monkees will be going right up to the fence where about 100 to 150, maybe 200 by now, have gathered to greet them. And I noticed a lot of signs, big, huge signs, being draped out over by the fence. You know, we love you, Monkees.
Cakes and all kinds of goodies for the Monkees. I certainly hope that they'll be able to go over to the gate and talk to these fans. We're not at the main airport.
No. Well, the crowd.
I am a devil finding his place myself. I was standing over another airport, and I noticed Charlie Brown drive by real fast. By the time I got in my car, I lost him, so I had to make a few calls to find out where we are.
It took us quite a while to find it ourselves.
Excuse me.
We're rearranging ourselves here. Had to get out of somebody's way.
Here they come.
Yeah, they're coming off. Television photographers got the big lights on as they come down. Deep plane. The gas.
They must have, they were the first ones to depart off the plane, the monkeys. They're on the ground now.
Let's see if there is a possibility that they might go over to the fence. Orderly and stayed on the other side of the fence, that the monkeys would come up and talk to them and sign autographs.
I know, like they're getting into the limousine now.
Good possibility.
Here comes some stranger wandering over this way with clothes. And...
oh, yeah. I wonder if
this must be one of the Sundowners. One of the other groups appearing with the monkeys tomorrow night.
The Sundowners, yeah, right. Will be appearing with the monkeys. They have been.
Jimi Hendrix will not be appearing, correct?
Right. The Sundowners, I believe, are from Australia. Okay, the limousine is starting to take off. Flash bulbs flashing like I've never seen them before.
It's funny to see two groups like this, the monkeys and the other group. The other group is walking over here to get into a bus. And the monkeys are being escorted in a limousine now over to the gate, possibly to talk to these people. There they go.
Let's see.
Can we get it back to Earl for a minute and drive?
Yeah, Earl, I tell you what we'll do. We'll be right back with you. We'll be right back with you. We've got to check and see what they're going to do next. Got to look around the corner. Walk down the street.
Hey, they're the monkeys, and they're in St. Paul right now at Twin Cities International Airport. Charlie Brown, Tack Hammer, Jimmy Reed, and Robert Ron Abernathy are out there. We'll be standing by for more on-the-scene direct reports coming up, so stand by.
Absolutely beautiful. J.A. Gerber's, famous for diamonds for 82 years.
18 minutes before 1 in the morning, this is Earl Trout with Tack Hammer, Ron Abernathy, Charlie Brown, and Jimmy Reed. And the monkeys! We now return to Twin Cities International Airport with Charlie Brown on the scene with the monkeys' arrival.
What a wild scene tonight here at the airport. We might mention the monkeys now are in the limousine on their way to the hotel, but this is the first time, this is the very first time that we've seen a group like the monkeys who actually got out of the limousine, went up to the fence, and shook hands with all the fans who were waiting out here to see them. We also might mention that they even did a little bit for the cameramen of the TV and newspapers that were here to cover the arrival of the monkeys tonight, along with KDWB, the exclusive monkey station in the Twin Cities. We talked briefly coming off the plane with Davy Jones, who is carrying a giant sitar, and we'll be interested in seeing him use that tomorrow night at KDWB's monkey concert at the St. Paul Auditorium Arena. Incidentally, Mickey was first out of the car to get over to the fence, and then came Mike Nesbitt, and after him, Peter Tork, who's wearing a real weird pair of sunglasses tonight, and following him was Davy Jones, who took about 20 steps and jumped up on the fence to greet all the well-wishers here at the airport. We'll have more reports from Secret City. KDWB will be broadcasting from Secret City all day tomorrow, and with a little bit of luck, we'll have the monkeys playing disc jockey on our radio station. So stand by, Earl Trout will have more information. This is Charlie Brown at Twin City Airport.
When you go to make that royal purchase, you're looking for royal treatment. Always at Gerber Jewelers. Famous for diamonds for 82 years.
The monkeys are on their way to Secret City, and KDWB belongs to the monkeys. Take the last train to Pottsville, and I'll meet you at the station. Take the last train to Pottsville. Take the last train. KDWB is safe drivers. Don't want to lose any monkey maniacs, huh? 13-1, KDWB Monkey Explosion Time. This is Earl Al Trout III on a Friday morning for Bobby Davis, for J.A. Gerbers on Super Cool KDWB. KDWB belongs to the monkeys. No winner of my last monkey press kit yet. Call me. Tell me where Mike and Phyllis live. What street?
Good morning, this is Robert Davis with the KDWB 1250 News Final. a regular feature of J.A. Gerber Jewelers at their new address in downtown St. Paul. The Monkees have arrived to the Twin Cities just about 45 minutes ago, and they were welcomed by the KDW good guys, Charlie Brown, Tack Hammer, Jimmy Reed, and of course Harold Trout, on the air now. Many interviews coming up with the Monkees, and don't forget, KDWB will be broadcasting from Secret City starting tomorrow.
Famous for diamonds for 82 years.
Weekend weather for the Twin Cities, mostly fair for the remainder of this morning and through today and Saturday. Cooler the remainder of this morning, a little warmer today through Saturday. Light northwesterly winds the remainder of this morning, about 10 to 18 miles an hour this afternoon. Low this morning, 52. High this afternoon, 78. Low tonight, a pair of fives. High Saturday, 82. Chance of rain for this morning and through the day, less than 5%. Currently in the Twin Cities, under clear skies and winds northwest at 7 miles an hour. Our pressure is 29.99. It's on the rise. Humidity 84%. A temp of 60 degrees. This is Robert Davis reporting the KDWB 1250 News Final, a regular feature of J.A. Gerber Jewelers.
KDWB belongs to the Monkees.
You dig it, baby.
The Monkees making music. This is Nausea Incorporated, Earl L. Trout III. It's a Friday morning, the 4th of August. Tonight, the Monkees in concert at St. Paul Auditorium Arena. A very few $6 seats still left. You can buy them at Field Slick Ticket Office in downtown St. Paul, no place else. You better shake a tail feather if you want to get there. 2 before 1, KDWB Monkey Explosion Time. KDWB a supporter in the fight against cancer. This hour, presented by J.A. Gerber Jewelers.
KDWB turns on.
Hi, this is Mickey Dolenz and the Monkees, and we're having a fantastic show tomorrow night. We'll see you there.
How old you say your sister was?
She's very, 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 very fine.
Don't forget, the Atlantic Ocean fish fry is canceled.
It's impossible to forget KDWB St. Paul.
It's 101 in the Twin Cities on KDWB. This is dedicated to Peter Tork. Can you dig it?
I told you, it's impossible to forget.
Turn on KDWB.
Turn on! It's 11, make that 104 KDWB Music Explosion Time, and KDWB does indeed belong to the Monkees.
Everyone in town knew Mr. Webster.
The Monkees' headquarters, those are the Monkees on KDWB. It's 106 KDWB Music Monkey Explosion Time.
KDWB is a subscriber to the Radio Code of Good Practices of the NAB, National Association of Broadcasters.
Take a portable radio along.
This is your Friday Neighborhood Ugly Person on a Friday morning. Earl L. Trout III for Bobby Davis for J.A. Gerber Jewelers. We still haven't got a winner of the last Monkey press kit for me to give away tonight. It's the last one I've got, so if you know the answer, shoot it in here. No one knows yet. It's the hardest question I've asked yet. Where is Mike and Phyllis's home located in Southern California? It's a very famous drive. A lot of movie stars' homes are located on this drive. If you know, call me. You win the last Monkey press kit we've got to give away. This one is dedicated to the man who wrote it, Mike Nesmith.
You tell me that you've never been this way before.
We now join KDWP special correspondents Charlie Brown, Tack Hammer, and Jimmy Reed at Secret City. Come in, Charlie Brown.
Secret City is right. The Monkees are secure in their hotel from the Twin City Airport. It was kind of a wild scene. Tack and Jimmy Reed are here. Tack, why don't you come over for a couple of seconds and give us an idea of exactly what it was like from your standpoint. I know that you were on the air with a report and confined to the mobile unit, but what was your impression since you didn't get to see the Beatles when they arrived that fashion?
Well, I noticed that, of course, I left the air and ran down to the fence when they decided to go up to the fence. They stopped the limousine there, mm-hmm. and the Monkees jumped out of the car and Davy Jones, I believe it was, that climbed the fence.
Yeah, jumped the fence. Yeah,
and
they're fantastic
people.
They're
trying to pull people through the fence.
They're fantastic. As a matter of fact, you know, when the Beatles were here 2 years ago, they didn't do that much. As a matter of fact, everybody was kind of disappointed, but the Monkees put on a five-second show at the airport that was unbelievable. As a matter of fact, when they got off the airplane, Davy Jones was carrying this giant sitar, and then following Davy Jones was, well, Mickey Dolenz, I think, was first, and then Davy Jones, and then Mike Nesmith, and Peter Tork. So anyway, they got into the limousine, and the limousine went right over to the fence where all the fans were standing, and they came out of the car, and they came right up to the fence and, you know, shook their hands. It was just a wild scene.
I noticed that the crowd, although very excited, was excellent, orderly. And
well, you know, as we talked to the crowd before the plane touched down, as 2 years ago took place, there was kind of a scene where a few of them came over the fence. And if they come over the fence, you know, the entertainers that won't come out of the limousine, you can't really blame them. But it was a wild scene tonight. And KDWB will be broadcasting from Secret City all day tomorrow, beginning at 9 o'clock, right after the Jim O'Neill program. KDWB belongs to the Monkees, and we're going to have them on our radio. We're glad to have them in the Twin Cities, and they're probably listening to us at this moment in the hotel where we are at a Secret City location. Charlie Brown, Tack Hammer, and Jimmy Reed. Back to you, Earl.
Good morning, this is Robert Davis for the KDWB 110, first edition, a public service of J.A. Gerber Jewelers. British and communist Chinese troops were eyeball to eyeball on the Hong Kong border Thursday night. Earlier, Chinese demonstrators swarmed across the border to throw stones at British officials. The next news on the 150. KDWB News Final, this is Robert Davis.
Here we come, walk down the street.
It's 1:17 and KDWB belongs to the Monkees. As a matter of fact, the Monkees may be joining Charlie Brown, Tack Hammer, Jimmy Reed right now at Secret City. Come in, Charlie Brown.
Hey, it's wild. As a matter of fact, here at Secret City, Floyd Ackerman is standing here as probably one of the most calm individuals you've seen during a couple of days in the cities. He's the advance man that goes in before the Monkees arrive in the city and makes sure everything's all right. The Monkees are going to be coming down here in just a couple of seconds. So, Earl, we're going to spin the records and broadcast from Secret City for the night people on KDWB. The KDWB belongs to the Monkees. We've got records and we've got everything here, including Davy Jones and Mickey and Peter and Mike. And we were just told, Tack, is that right? They're going to come down?
Yeah.
Crazy. They'll be down in just a couple of seconds. Meanwhile, we'll wail with some music. We're going to let them be disc jockeys just as much as they want to on our radio station, because KDWB belongs to the Monkees.
No, it's dead air. Hello? Hi. Hello, St. Paul. This is Michael Nesmith. Speaking to you like Tommy Time in temperature. Put it, give me off the reverb. Don't put the radio on. We're going to get feedback.
Okay.
Let's see. Have we got any little, like stingers and stuff like that?
Oh.
Ooh.
We've got,
And you got everything.
Hey, play
okay,
this.
Kids.
Play this, play this.
Right now, we're starting a contest just to find out where in the world is Secret City.
Secret City is where your mind is.
stay break.
Yeah, play it. It's wild.
Okay, baby.
On this channel, right.
Okay.
One.
Cart.
Yeah.
Is it on?
Push it.
Oh, I've got to start it manually.
Yeah.
That's just one of those outfits.
Today, KDWB St. Paul presents
Mickey, Mike, Peter, and David, and Leonard Farnsworth.
Lenny's a good friend of mine. He came on the plane. He landed the plane. Okay. Now, I don't know whether Peter and Mickey have got the radio by now. But guys, I'm in the radio station, and if you don't know where it is, you got to listen to me for a few times before you find it. The first thing I want to tell you is that you subtract one from where you are.
Baby.
Sorry about the dead air.
Oh, how heavy.
Right, there we go. Hi, we're green. KDWB. Let's do that. Hey, let's see. Peter got down here. Hi, Pete.
Hiya, Mike.
Hey, now. Thanks a lot, Mick. I was going to give you clues on how to get out here.
It was,
I got the clue, but I had a better clue. Sammy knew.
Oh, Sammy knew exactly where it was. Thanks a lot. I'll remember this. You know, I pilot the plane down here. You know that, don't you? And I'm going to crash Sammy's seat. Yeah, look through the records, man. No, who is it right now? Oh, that's on the air. Oh, no, I was going to put this on next.
Put that on the air.
Yeah, and then we'll cue this up.
Yes, have you looked for this?
Can I use these? Sorry, gang. Bill Katz been playing since age, baby.
Oh, my goodness, Ethel. Do you know the other day I was walking and I saw... What are you doing? Turn on your phone. And I saw your daughter, your 13-year-old daughter.
What?
I saw your 13-year-old daughter, and she had a 30...
You saw who?
Your 13...
Not Annie Lee.
Annie Lee? Yes, that's the one.
What did you see her?
Well, I don't know where it was in there. Let's see, it was in the street.
In the street?
And she's walking around in the street, and she had a $32,000 tiara on.
What?
A diamond tiara.
A diamond tiara?
$32,000.
There's only one place she could have got that.
Yes, well, that's what I told her. I said, where did you get that?
What did she say?
Well, she said, mumbled something about baby food and walked off.
No, you know what that is?
No, I don't.
It's J.A. Gerber Jewelers.
J.A. Gerber Jewelers?
It is, I know. It's a 385 Wabahubbish. It's a 385 Wabahubbish. Wait a minute. It's a 385 Wabahubbish. I know it. 385 Wabahubbish.
What was the name of that?
Line Street Blues, Michael.
What's the other side of that called? Lighter Shade of Pale.
Lighter Shade of Pale.
That was Samantha Just back there in the background. Samantha Just.
Just Samantha.
Welcome to KDWB Land. We're going to start running a contest right now to find out where the secret city is. Now, we don't want you kids to guess. Because the jocks don't really want you to know. But we don't care. Let's see. Hello. Can you hear us okay? Yeah, there you are. Hi, gang. I've got to put that on cue there.
We're on cue.
Yeah. Now, the first clue I'm going to give to you is that Secret City is, in fact, within the boundary of the state of Minnesota. Hey.